We're learning Hilchos Yichud. So, the halacha in Yichud that we said midoraisa, you're not allowed to miyachev with the erve. The Rabbonon, you're not allowed to miyachev even with a pnuyo. The Raisa with two noshim, you're allowed to be miyachev. The Rabbonon, you're not allowed to miyachev even with two noshim. As a aloche, ishto imoy, you're allowed to be misyachev. Why? She's called the Shoimer. I want a little bit to be masked, to make a little bit seder on these inyanim, but these are one of the most important klolim when people get it mixed up. Ishtoi meshamartoi. It's one aloch. Not only that, there's another aloch. If you have two women, you're not allowed to meyachav with them. One of them is Bailo Ba'ir. So with who you're allowed to be miyachid? With the one that is Baila Ba'ir. So you're allowed to be miyachid even with the second lady. Because she's meshamarto. While she will not do the aveira, the other lady will be embarrassed to do the aveira. So she's meshamarto. The same thing, if your sister is with you, you're allowed to be miyachid with another girl. Not to do it. You're allowed to miyachir with another girl. Your sister is meshamaltoi. Your mother is meshamaltoi. Your daughter is meshamaltoi. Skenosi meshamaltoi. This is called shoyma. A woman that you're allowed to be miyachir with her, she saves on the second woman that you may yachad with. As the third halacha that we learned last year, Ktano, so Yichud is be'etzem with a Ktano, 3 years old, not allowed to be yachad with him. But if you have a Ktano and another lady, you're allowed to mezane, and you're allowed to be yachad. Why? Because the older lady will be embarrassed to be mezane, she's scared that the little kid will talk. So she's meshamalta. So we learn 3 halachas that are called shoyma. The same thing, if it's a kid that is pochis, that was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, he's matzil, if you're together with him, he's matzil you. Why he's matzil? For the same reason. Because, then if you meyachav with a girl and it's a boy that is 11 years old, you're allowed to. Because he will talk. This is called shame.
The
Tana's
going to talk.
Let's make it close. So we learn 3 halachas that are considered halachas of shayim. Ishtoi meshamartoi. The ladies that you're allowed to be meyachid with them, they're meshamer you. And the ktana is meshamer you. These are the halachas that every bocher needs to know when you're invited to a place, cousin. These are the alibis of the halachas that we have to know. Now, in the big picture, is a difference in the kind of shomer. And I will explain. My sister is shomer me. I'm allowed to miyached with a woman, but my sister is with me. By night, it's not enough. Because maybe my sister will go to sleep. So by night, I need 2 shomer. it's not enough that I have my sister, I need two sisters with me. If two of my sisters are with me, I'm allowed to be yachid with their friend. The same thing if it's a little kid, a little girl in the house. So, there's a woman there and a little daughter. So the daughter is a shayna. But by night, it's not enough to have one shayna. You need to have two shayna. I think this chelik is clear. Each toy meshamaltoy, it's even by night. Right? If you go, the moshav, I'm married, and I have my wife in my house, and there's a girl that comes to visit, her friend. She's allowed to stay by us by night, right? Why she's allowed to stay by you by night? My wife is sleeping. That says the wife is shame her husband so sharp. Even by night, she's considered a shame. So that is the big difference, that people get it all mixed up. Ishtoy meshamalto, it doesn't make a difference what is her matzav is. Masha'enken, all of the other ones, they're matir yichud. But for shomer, they need to. This is the clear halacha. I will add a knech. Some shittas hold that if I'm yachid with a woman and her daughter, I'm allowed to do it even by night. And I will explain why. Because the mother is scared from the daughter, and the daughter is scared from the mother. You will ask me, so why with my sister by night is not enough? Maybe my sister will sleep. Here also maybe that girl will sleep. The difference is, when my sister is with me, I'm allowed to be yachid with a different woman. Why? While my sister will not do it, so they are nervous to do it in front of the sister. Normally, a person does it, and the lady says, the other lady will do it after me. Here, they're scared to do it from the sister. So every lady that I'm allowed to be yachid with, she every time saves the matzah. When I'm a yachid with a woman and her daughter, it's not because I'm allowed to be yachid of one of these two. They're embarrassed of each other b'cheftze. Not only embarrassed of each other because talking, because it's a mother and a daughter, it's a bizyenis. And some shit is told that it's similar to the level of ishtei meshamalta. Ari be'etzem, it's something else. He realized. Sister is a list of people that I'm allowed to be yachid with. They save someone else. My wife. Bailo bo'ir, that woman I'm allowed to, so she saves everyone else. Then isha v'bito, it's not that one of them is I'm not allowed to not with the mother and not with the daughter. But when both are together, I'm allowed to miyachid. Some are machne. And some say no. So we didn't find such a heter. We found a heter. My daughter, my wife, my sister, my grandmother, but not two sisters. Same thing, two sisters. I'm allowed to be out with two sisters. Instead, this is the fourth group. First, they have the cloud. Then we'll try to speak about the chetimtzes. Again, the first cloud is a lady that I cannot be mezana with, she saves. Because everyone else is embarrassed to do it in front of her. Mother, wife, and a ktana. A wife is a real shoyma, even by night she's a shoyma. Ktana, mother, sisters, are be'etzem only saving in the time that they're awake. By night they're not a shoyma. Now, as a third kind, that is not my wife, it's not my sister, it's not my mother, it's a mother and her daughter. Some say they don't save each other. Only what we have in Chazal is Isha v'chamoisa. A mother and a mother-in-law, a daughter-in-law, you're allowed to meyachid with them. Because they hate each other, everyone is scared that the husband will talk about each other. That we have in the Gemara. Isha v'chamoisa, you're allowed to meyachid with them. Because no one trusts the other one to do that avera. But Isha v'bita, not. And some say, even Isha v'bita, you're allowed to. And so that is as a machlekes. If you're allowed to or not. It's a machlekes. Some say it doesn't help, some say that it helps. And some that hold that it helps, they say it so helps that by night it's enough even these two. And it's me'akotzer la'kotzer. And it makes sense why. Some say it's no shaykhas. Some say no, that is embarrassing. It's not only they will not do it, they embarrass from each other. Not only embarrass from each other because they will talk. That's what Lamatim. Mother is embarrassing the daughter to Mizana. Not because she will talk to someone else. That is Be'etzem, the shittis that we have. Now, if I'm saying a machlek is lemainaf kimine. The second, we'll go to the second part of the shir, the door is locked, the door is only closed by night. And alamol, and these things, the mashal, a mother and a daughter, it's two ladies, it's only yichud rabbon. No, it's not yichud raisa, it's only yichud rabbon. Because with two women, it's yichud rabbon. Even though they're elbe. Then, one of them is baila ba'il. Two people came to visit me, a mother and a daughter, they came to ask a eitz. The husband is in the city. As a machlek is if Bailo Bahir helps, like we'll see in a second, if they came to my house. Maybe it only helps when I come to their house. So machlek is if Bailo Bahir helps, if the door is locked or not. So we say yes. It's a mother and a daughter, could be their shame. Yichud Rabbanon, the door is not locked. It becomes much better. That is. That is the machlekes apoyski. That is the machlekes apoyski. So, we'll give a little bit of examples. Why this seif, before the door open and that we'll get later to the second and third. A person invites you to come, his brother was in Chutz La'aretz, his sister wants someone to come to stay with him. Right? So you know, steak sharing, by day you're allowed to. By night you're not allowed to. So you can't go with another bachur, it doesn't help. But, lamazarim, there's two little kids in the house. One daughter, and one boy, but they're under the age. They're around 5, 6, 7, 8. So we have two shamrim. So now we have two shamrim. It's okay. So you're allowed to go.
Son also.
What? Son also shamrim. Not only that, could be it's even better. They're not stam a shamrim. It's a ben. It's a bas. So it's not stam a shamrim. So it will help. Other marshal. When a lady has to go to the hospital, her husband is not around, she has to go, she lives in Beit Shemesh, and she has to go to the hospital in Yerushalayim as a part of the highway by night that is Mamash Yichud. Now, the ambulance driver is only one person. So we'll say, some say when he's driving he can't do it, but these guys are there now, yeah? Now, so what she will do? It's by night. So some say in the car. So two ladies is right to the Rabbana, but it's also. So she takes with her little kid. So the male he becomes a shomer. But it's night. But Some people say that an ambulance, but it's not a place of sleeping. Maybe by night it helps. The best thing, if she could take her own daughter. Why? She has a young kid. Not an older dude. She takes a younger kid, so the kid is a shamer. And could be it even helps by night. She takes the older kid, so you're right. Could be it helps, but on the side that it doesn't help. So she's able to have it. But she ain't, if she takes a younger kid, so it's better. Someone will think, no, I'll take two or that. No, you take an 8 years old girl with you, you're much better. And if you can take two kids, the ambulance will end. But then you're better. The same thing, the marshal, if you're in your house and your sister calls with a friend. So by day, she's allowed to be there with a friend. Again, it's not permitted to do that. It's not kedai. Yeah? But you could be there because your sister is shame on you. When it comes night, your sister cannot be shame on you. I have to make it clear. It's not enough two friends. Because when your sister sleeps, you're yachid with two girls. You need two sisters to save one friend. Because you're not allowed to be yachid with two. Two women, you're not allowed to be yachid. Even b'day, you're not allowed to be yachid with two women. So it's the rabbanon. So it doesn't help that your sister will bring two friends. It's to be two sisters and one friend. But if it's one sister and you have a younger sister, it helps. Or if you have a younger brother, because your sister is a shamer and the young kid is a shamer.
Does a grandmother and a granddaughter have the same thing as a mother?
Again, a grandmother helps klape. If it's your grandmother, yes. If it's a grandmother and her daughter, that's like the machlekes habayiskim. If we say that it helps, like a shamer or not. It's like a mother and a daughter. That be'etzem klepe, you, none of them is a shamer. The shayla is if they shamer each other. And that nechleku ha'paiskim if they shamer each other or not. So it's really less because it's not a mother and a daughter. Like in a mother, like well, two sisters, we didn't fight. The paiskim spoke about a mother and a daughter. A grandmother and a daughter. I don't know if it's enough that they'll be shamer each other. Right. This is the yesoid of the Klole Hashmira. Now, we'll learn the second part, and we'll see how we use these tzirufim every time. A Rav Alamal has to know, and every person has to know, this is the base of the halachas that you have to know every time to make the cheshbon. We get a phone call, I'm here, they have a kid 5 years old, or 2 years old, or 3 years old. Okay, then we say, so we tell the neighbor to come in, yeah? Every time we know how much, it's also here to know how much to rely on the teichim of someone coming in. I said, I have a lady that helps in our house. Well, I didn't feel good. So we have a lady that helps. She comes every morning. Shami later, she does. Oh, the lady, 40, 50. Yeah, never checked her passport. And she helps, she takes care, she puts the whole house together. So normally, the way she is, that if I have my daughter is home, so she doesn't lock the door, but she closes the door. Dahinu, she realizes that my daughter is shaming me. She said, my daughter is shaming me. There's people that are machmir on that also, but the whole that my daughter is shaming me. Bailo Bailo. The door is not locked. Last week she told me, no, I have to leave the door open. My Rav told me we have to leave the door open. What happened? Your Rav became machmir, he told me. She said, that Rav Balach told her that my husband went to America to take care. And the Mele, now is no Baila Beir. So now it's only to be Samech on my daughter, Shemel. They're Machmer. The door has to be open completely. Because they're upset that we're not Samech on the daughter, Shemel. We're Machmer, not to be Samech on Shemel. So when it was Baila Bayir, so if I myself in the house in the morning, she leaves the door open. Because we're not Samech on Baila Bayir, it's not in the house. But if it's Baila Bayir, and my daughter, Shemel, me, the last day, snow, Suffolk snow, anyways, so I had three girls in my house. She told me, the Rav said, even so. I don't talk to her so much, don't worry. I sit upstairs in the room I learn, and if the door is open, you know, more people come in to take different things. Yeah? Everything she takes, she makes neat, it's gone, anyways. Yeah. So I said, like, there's four or five kids in the house. We're machmir. Sisters are not sharing with each other. The door has to, the Arab said we have to move on. Yeah. So it's a matter to see that, you know, that there's people that ask and ask the shayle, and they know the halachas. So we'll go to the second thing. It's a big shayle by the poskim. A person is in a house with a woman, it's late by night. What do you do? If it helps that she goes to her room and she locks the door, no more yichud now. Helps. You lock the door. She likes her door, you like your door. Helps or doesn't help? Some want to bring a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara said on one of the Amiroim, that they were paid the shvuyim, and they put the shvuyos in the aliyah. They took off the ladder. He moved off the ladder. He could come and pick up the ladder. So the Chazanish tainas that there is different. Everyone agrees in the apartment building, and in the floor. Floor number one is a lady. She locks the door. Floor number two is a man, he locks the door, it's okay? Why in the same apartment? It's not okay. What's the difference? What is the difference? So the Chazanish said like this. When it's separately, it's okay. When it's not separately, it's not okay. I want to explain to you. You think about why it's Negev. These are one of the shahs that I get the whole time. Like three apartments in Shar Chesed, Rechavia there. That it's one entrance you go in, and there's a tap on the bottom. And someone's sister-in-law is here in Eretz Yisrael. So his in-laws, that the house belongs to them, say that she could stay in the top floor. And he stays on the bottom floor. His wife leaves early to work. He's allowed to or not? Here's something in between. It's not mamish one apartment. They own the building, but it's one entrance into the building. But it's like divided. When the whole family is there, the doors are open, people are walking up and down inside the whole house. But the house is really like two houses. We could say that everyone locks his door by night. She will lock the door. She's not. She comes in 7 o'clock. She doesn't, you know, she wakes up 12 o'clock. He leaves 9 o'clock to yeshiva. By night he comes with his wife. It doesn't make a difference. Before she goes to sleep, she locks the door. A lot of rabbanim want to be maker. It's a separate place. Even the lemaisa, they're inside one place. If it's locked and he can't get to her, it's not up to him to get to her. You're right that she could open the door, but he can't get to her. So she's not miyachid with him. The sharatzion that is mashma, that if she locks and he locks, it will be okay. He can't get to her. Why is she miyuchad now? He calls before he calls by night. Okay, go back to the room. She goes upstairs. She relaxes. Okay, if she doesn't have a bathroom there, then the place can be very much machmir. That's because she has a private room with bathrooms, everything. She doesn't have to go by night. She's okay. She locked herself in. She's oisichud. But that she could open the door, she could from outside, he also could get a girl. Why I'm saying this? I don't want you to make it, but I'll give you an example. A lot of times, Rabbanim Paskin, for example, your sister-in-law, you have a house on the Chavi Lamazogin, yeah? It's a top floor and the bottom floor, and your sister-in-law is there, and you have to be in the bottom, and your wife is not around. So it's a problem of Ichud, right? But if she's there with another friend, and they lock the door before you come, if it's not Ba'ifin Kavua, the Rabbanim will be Meikah. Why? It's Yichud the Rabbanim. The Yichud the Rabbanim to be Seimach on the Poiskin, that if she's locked, she's okay. That is the reason someone will say, we asked the Shaila, they told us we could lock. The other guy says, I asked the Shaila, they told us we cannot lock. For sure. It's a whole different Zach. So that siruf that they could lock themselves again. It's better that the man also locks himself, and I will explain why. The reason that it's better that the man locks himself also, you're right that both could open. Because we say if the man doesn't lock, could be he's not miyachad with the girl, but could be the girl's miyachad with him. Because she could get to him. If he can't get to her and she can't get to him, say no one was miyachad. So again, the yichud derayisa, we're not saying the chalit. But when it's a yichud derabonon and it's not ba'ifin kavua, then it takes real holes that we are. Now again, I would say in a very small apartment, no. Two apartments in one building, for sure, yes. Something in between. What a lot of times people do is, and they start if someone else takes the key. Someone locks her, she cannot open. The fire engine, they don't like it. Yeah, the guy doesn't have an option. But at least the person is in a different place. I mean, there's a third apartment, there's a couple there. They have the keys of both apartments. And then there's no evil. You have that guest, you like the boy in this room, you like the girl in that room, and then you take the keys to yourself. Now, is the aloche Pesach Pasuach Mirshu Sorabim is not Yichud. Why? Because they're scared that people will come in. For sure, if the house inside is locked and your inside room, it doesn't help on the outside. What would be if the door is Pesach Pasuach Mirshu Sorabim, but it's not locked? In our days, you have an apartment building, there is a lot of people inside, or a door to the street. It's Pesach Pesuah L'Shu Sorabim, but it's closed. Some hold that it has to be open mamish. Chazanish holds, even if it's not open. If it's not locked, it's okay.
Open
a
little bit?
What?
Open a little bit?
No, open a little bit. The person can say like this. If it's derech bnei yodom to walk in without knocking, it's choshev kipasuach. If no one will open it, it's not. So be'etzem, I'm saying now that v'ikar ha'aloche we're not saying mecha b'seto. That the door is not locked. But in Yichud the Rabbanon, people are saying the Haimu. You by night in a by day in an apartment, and there's two women. The door is not locked. We say mechan that, that people could come open the door. If the door is locked, and people have key and they go in sometimes, you're allowed to. But the marshal, if it's a room that people will never walk in, like a bathroom, shower room, that people don't walk in, or even when it's closed, or if when it's locked, even if they have a key, so then you're not allowed to. So we made it like this. If as libay gasba, then we're not soymech when the door is closed, if it's not locked. So again, if the door is not locked, a lot of rabbonim are matir. We bedarka say if no one will open it without locking, we're machmir. But we have to know a lot of people are making. Even the ones that are making, it's only when it's not libay gasba. Libay gasba means the marshal has a sister-in-law that you're very close to. It doesn't help that the door is, you have to leave the door open. So we made it like this. When you're only with your sister-in-law, you have to leave the door open. You can't say mechanet. If there's another woman there, and it's the Rabbana, it's easier. Also, the Katchila is to leave the door open, even though it's two. But the Marshal, I will say, when I have my daughter, so she's a Shoima, and the other lady is the Rabbana, the door is not locked. You could say, Mechan Chazanish, that is not, then it's called Pesach Pesach. Now, we'll go back to Isha Shebaila Boir. There's no Isha Yichud. Some say only if she knows that her husband could come. But if you know that he cannot come, he's a worker by someone, there's no Heter. Some hold only if the husband knows where she is. And some know even if she doesn't know. My wife goes to work. I don't know where she works. I think I don't know where she works. No, I know she works in Hatzalah. She's in charge of the computers. She runs the Hatzalah computers. But I don't know where. I know when you call Hatzalah, they come to you. I don't know how you go to them. I don't know, I go to the offices, I know, they have buildings of offices, she's in one of the offices. It helps, it doesn't help. I never know. So some people talk in my kid, they go once to see where their wife is, to take away the problem of Yichud. Now, what is mutter by the wife, is even if the door is locked. Because she's scared that the husband will come. What? He will knock. He should have to open right away. It's Amos Bailo Olea. Now, so here the tzilufim go. Your wife is working in a place. The door is closed but not locked. So, it's Bailo Beir. If he knows where she is, it's much better. So go back to my case. This lady that's working by me, if it's Baila Ba'il, so even if the door is not locked, she has Baila Ba'il, the door is not locked. She has the Shemer in my daughter. Now, sometimes she comes, there's no Shemer, my daughter is not there. So my daughters are not there. So then, it's Machlekes, so we leave the door open. You might as Baila Ba'il, It's a machlekes. You write that the door is not locked, it's a machlekes. But if she also has my daughter, so then that she was saying. Three tzurufim, Yichud de Rabbono, with a shomer, with a bayil over here, with a door not locked. So you could be making. With one more tziruf we have. It's shit is that if the wife is in the city, she's shomer of the husband. Again, we're not soimach on these things. But we have to know that that is a tziruf. That ishtu mishamartu. So while we have the tziruf of ishtu mishamartu, now, we have to know. Lekadchile, the poiskim hold not to be soimach on the heter of Baila Ba'ir, because some shit is hold that ain't loikim on ze. But for sure you're not allowed to miyachu with the isho, even though it's Baila Ba'ir. Now, the Moshe, the Milchas Yitzchok, Dayan Weiss, says that the heter of Baila Ba'ir Be'etzem is only in her house, not in someone else's house. But if the husband knows where she is and the door is not locked, he will say with the mitzvah of it. So, B'meila comes out like this. We'll try to be misakim. This chelik is the halachas. There's an isur yichud. Now, in our days, you know, the problem is in a lot of offices, the door is locked and you can't get in. You can't open it from outside. You can't open the door from outside. So it's yichud. So I'll give an example. A lady goes to a doctor. Her husband knows, first she has to tell him, I'm going to a doctor and this time I have an appointment. So first it becomes already one light kind, Baila Ba'ir. Again, if the doctor locks the door, it's a problem. You have to tell a nurse or someone that they could come in. And they could open the door to get permission. Even that it's not so much that the nurse will come in. If she tells her husband she's going, so we have Baila Ba'ir. Somehow that the mokim that he works, he has an aimse. That he doesn't want to lose his job. You can mitzarif that kula. Again, you can't be saying it on his own. You can mitzarif that kula. You can mitzarif that kula. Because the mind said to leave the door open today by the doctor is it's not appropriate, yeah? No woman goes into the doctor and leaves the door a little bit open, yeah? It doesn't happen. But he doesn't lock the door. Why? It's a shvacha heter, because bederech klal no one walks into the doctor's office. So if you're from doctor, you tell the secretary that she could come in. But there is a problem. Sometimes there's a man, you know, he's checking a man, and then the secretary walks in. If she has to knock and ask permission, and he can tell her not yet, so it's gosh. So, again, the halachas are going to get when you're the doctor and when you're the patient. So, if you're a boy and you go to a boy doctor, it's not a problem. But if you go to, if it's a woman and it's going to a man doctor,
if I can't,
what?
A boy going to a man doctor.
So then if the same day they can walk in, it's okay. Same thing. Same problem. Well, you know, you have to not lock the door.
There's not like the known usual books in
the city. So you have to tell them the secretaries could come in. So I'm saying, some people, Peshas Adchak, they make, well, the door is not open, it's locked. So people are scared that someone could walk in. And they want the Mitzaref. So again, if that lady doctor is Baila Ba'il, so you're allowed to be Yachid with her. That's machlekes. A goy is much worse if she's a goy. So I'm saying, if the best thing is, if you have to go to a lady doctor to bring your mother with you, or your sister with you, to bring someone that is showing on you, but maybe you could go inside.
A goy is only that one.
Mamashana.
So,
if no one goes in, it's a problem. So again, if you go to a doctor, the Iker Adin, you have a problem with Yichud if they lock the door. There are a lot of times when you take x-rays, there's a matzah that they lock the door. You can't open the door with the x-rays from outside. So, the best answer is to ask to have someone else with you. Or to ask not to lock the door. But if they lock the door, and you're on your own with a woman, it's Mamash Hasharif and Yichud, and I don't know if it's a head or Bichlal, only if it's cameras. So Rabbanu wanted to say, Aim said, the government, people are scared from the government. This is such a kule, I don't want to go into today. That's such a kule. If the door is not locked, so, and people could go in, so even if we'll say people don't go in, but the mind is secretaries around. If there's no secretaries, there's no one there, there's only patients. So again, the Chazon Ish says you're allowed to, because the mind says you're scared someone will walk in, you will not do Aveya. And when someone does Aveya, he locks the door. But the Iro is not to be saying, not like the door, if no one can come in. So again, if it's Shashat Chag and the door is not locked, Yeshav Alismoich, that someone will come in. If it's a secretary that walks in, then you can easily say, if the door is not locked, then the secretary will come in. Again, when you go to the doctor, if they lock the door, it's a problem. Say a man, the ladies are lady to a man. Only if we have Baila Ba'il, then you have a what to be saved. The answer is that the door is not locked. So especially when a woman is Hashem to be married, your wife will go to a doctor. So first that she tells you where she's going, when she's going. So the mele, you have first the beginning of the tziruf of the shittas of Baila Ba'il. The best thing is to ask the doctor not to lock. The problem is a lot of time a woman doctor, especially the lady is expecting and is achim, so the doctor checks. So he locks the door because he doesn't want people to come to disturb. But the mele said it's a yichud. So the best thing is you go with your wife. She can't go with her. She has to be makbid not to lock it. Now, even if people don't go in so much, they say, while people, the doctors are scared, there's the emissaries, the doctors. So, to be semech and yichud aleim, we're not semech on it. But the fact that people can go in, so if it's a secretary around, the rabbanim will make it. If it's no secretary and it's not locked, it's a shayla. Again, the ma'isa, you could be semech on it if you have to be semech on it. To be semech on the shittas, that if people there, the door is not locked, that's okay. Regular doctors do not have cameras in the room. It's inappropriate, they don't have cameras. And some x-ray rooms, they have cameras for different reasons, for security reasons, for different zachim. So the ma'aseh, if you have a camera and you know that the camera is working, yesh al ma lismuch. Yesh al ma lismuch. We'll see. There's another cool of doctors that we have to get to the different sirufim. But now, without these bazunder etayrim, be'etzer we're not saying mechalet. For sure, when it comes to a regular house, so the klolim is like we said, a regular house with a woman, baila ba'ir, lekatchila, we're not soymach, we try to leave the door open. Me'ikar adin, if the door is not locked, baila ba'ir, it's okay. Even if it's not baila ba'ir, if the door is not locked, and people walk in, yesh al mal yisroich. Again, so I'm saying the difference. Baila ba'ir, the door is not locked, yesh al mal yisroich. If it's a regular girl, if the door is not locked and people are used to coming in, if no one comes in, we don't rely on it. If people are used to coming in, we rely on it. Again, all of these things, when it's two women, it's much more easier to be seimachal. By the being in the house, it's much easier to be seimachal. When you go to a different house, it's less. If you have a isha v'bita, again, the ikradin is okay. So, the door is closed, it's not locked. Avada, you could be saying mechanet. If you have a shomer, it's also okay. I'll stop here.
Having a door open works if nobody's going to walk in. I'm saying.
No, it's not. But the shot is, people can walk in.
And they're